program usually heard at this time is not available. Our microphone is underwater.
Oh, that's better. Okay, sorry about that. Unfortunately, the program that's usually heard at this time is not available. What happened? The technicians thought that the tide would be out, but it's in. And our broadcast booth down here at the ocean, just off of Wreck Beach, is going underwater. So we're not going to be able to speak much longer here. So just before we get inundated by the waves, I'll just give you a reminder. You are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. And the program Son of Night Dreams is just about ready to get started. We'll have to switch back to the studio. We promise there'll be no politics on today's program, no complaints about the federal government or the government in BC here. Even though Vancouver has become Woodstock for the homeless, and schools are closing and hospital waiting lists are long, and the dog ate our homework. Thank you, Cam Cole, for that one.
Forever, it's the more to close. Into the morning, you know, here.
Okay, there they are. The Stills. Having trouble getting that out, wasn't I? All right. The Stills have a brand new CD. Yes, it's called Oceans Will Rise, and that's exactly what happened to our broadcast booth down at Wreck Beach. The tide came in, and we had to flee. Sorry about that. We were hoping to do a last summer blast in the sun at the beach, but that not to be. Oh, well, don't back down. The Stills, the clinic got things rolling there, and a tune called Lee Shan. I kind of like that because the guy sings like he's got something in his mouth, which is perfect for you if you're having dinner. It's the dinner hour. So if you're singing with your mouth full, Lee Shan was recorded by Clinic at Prince's Building in Liverpool. Liverpudlians, you might have noticed that Philip DeRochier was not here on Fast Track just before us. I'm not sure where Philippe is, but I'm sure he'll be back next week or soon. And you can check out his articles. He writes for a newspaper, which you can get on the street there, called 24 Hours. He's on page 12 of the latest one, but, you know, it changes every day, doesn't it? Yeah, all right. Hey, it's time again for Son of Night Dreams. Feeling rather laid back as a busy day at the Space Center today, running the simulator. And then when I walked to the bus stop, three buses went by, but they were too far away for me to run. But another one did show up, which is unusual because on Cornwall, the buses are few and far between. Hey, something new from Beck from his latest album, CITR.
Tape it up, tape it up against the howling wind. I'm so tired, don't know where to begin. It's so lonely, it's all I need. That's why I think down on my knees. These antibodies never beat the disease. And I learned to feel the fight against me. Make a wrap of a place you could sleep. We can live in a hollow tree. Grow up old and buried the sea. When this wrap of that begins to look cheap, throw it out, but now it's home to me. It's so lonely. It's all I need. This might be good. Now
could have lived my life, I would have been alright. I should have watched my kids, I should have loved my wife.
Right, there you are. Sort of an interesting name of the group there, which attracted me to them for the first time. They're called the Telepathic Butterflies from back east. And that's a little midlife crisis song for you there from Breakfast in Suburbia. Oh, our morning Suburbia guy should check that out here at CITR, broadcasting live from UBC. And from Modern Guilt, that was Beck. That's his latest, and something called Replica. All right, who's having a birthday today?
Happy birthday!
Oh, just a sec. Let's find out whose birthday it is before you say happy birthday. Billy Ray Cyrus and Tim Burton. Billy Ray Cyrus is 47, and Tim Burton turning 50 today. That's a big one there, eh, Tim?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, Tim. Yeah. Say again.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah. 50 years old. Wow. That's incredible. Happy 50th, Tim Burton. Wow. I wonder what movie he's working on right now. Right now, I'd like to salute and thank all the people that showed up for the Summer of Love. That's Hippie Days on 4th Avenue, which happened just recently on 4th Avenue. If you weren't there, well, I'm sorry you missed out on the fun. We're going to play a song, not from a group that performed there, actually. Just we're going to play something, by a guy who was actually an old rocker himself. Well, sort of. You remember Mike Bloomfield and keyboard ace Al Kooper? Well, both musicians had backed Bob Dylan on his Highway 61 Revisited album. And he plugged in when he plugged in at Newport, remember, back in 1965. Anyway, Bloomfield was a member of Paul Butterfield's blues band, and Al Kooper was on leave from the Blues Project. So First, Bloomfield played in San Francisco with the Electric Flag, and they debuted at the Monterey Pop Festival with this song. So for you that showed up at 4th Avenue on the August 16th for the Summer of Love, thanks for coming. Grooving was easy. It was a great day. Just a little muggy, perhaps, here at Son of Night Dreams.
Baby. Thank you.
There they go. Sounds of Wolf Parade. Another good Canadian sound from Montreal. Wolf Parade performing California Dreamer. Here at CITR, Son of Night Dreams. Jolly John Tanner, your host, till 7:30 tonight. Just before that, the Electric Flag. Oh, I left the L out. Okay, I better put the L in. That doesn't look good. No, it's okay. Electric Flag featuring Mike Bloomfield and Buddy Miles, the late Buddy Miles on drums there from 1968. Groovin' is easy. And hope you did make it to the Summer of Love. If I didn't see you, because I was at 4th and Vine, and a lot of the action was at 4th and Cypress. Great show by the Pointed Sticks finishing things off there, actually. Hope you caught the Falcons and Brainchild. There was a lot of good bands there. August 16th. Hope to do it again next year, too. Summer of Love on 4th Avenue. Great to close the street down, eh? Love it. No buses, no cars on 4th Avenue. Can't beat that.
And if you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Okay. That's only 18 seconds. I thought it was a longer one. My apologies. Okay, nothing like a good book. If you like science fiction, of course, if you haven't read it, check out Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. Alrighty, a good girl group from Vancouver here from the album Canadian Tuxedo. We're going to hear from Van Cougar. Yeah, you heard me right, Van Cougar. This is the epitome of girl group songs. You're going to love this. And right after that, we're going to hear a girl who wailed pretty wildly, too, back in 1962. But let's have modern day sounds first. Van Cougar.
Yeah. 'cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. 'Cause if you should lose, if you don't believe me, just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing.
Yes, you'll lose a good thing. That's right. Wow. That's the sound of Barbara Lynn with one N from 1962. Barbara Lynn was from the Swamp. Well, they called it the Swamp Blues from down in New Orleans. Lynn was actually from Port Arthur, Texas. And she had written that song about 4 years earlier as a poem after being jilted. There you go. And just before Barbara Lynn, of course, a current song about being jilted and being lonely, Lonely Life, as sung by Vancouver's Van Cougar. Good sound there, ladies. And a good CD, too. Vancouver's CD is called Canadian Tuxedo. Okay, the Tanner Manor continues here at CITR. We'll be hearing from Michael Strainick talking about the strange world of unidentified flying objects sometime soon. But before that, I know it's dinner time, but please, no dining on luncheon meats anymore, please. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to give up meat for good, you know, after all that's going on out there. Never did like bologna and ham and those packages for sandwiches anyway. Look pretty yucky. Throw them in the garbage. And listen to My Morning Jacket. That's My Morning Jacket from CITR's Son of Night Dreams. Track 13. Track 14's coming up, but it's pretty short. Touch Me, I'm Going to Scream, part 2 there. Go ahead, you can touch me. It's all right. Yeah, and there's also a Touch Me, I'm Going to Scream Part 1, too. I'm not sure if there's a title for that, but it's the latest by My Morning Jacket, CITR. Okay, and we also heard from... No, that was it. That was it. We didn't play two in a row there, but right now it's time to look into the sky. As a matter of fact, do I have that here? Oh, I don't have it here. There was a picture in the paper the other day of... A UFO, I think, something in the sky, but it was an accidental picture. I'll talk about it later. Sorry, I'm getting off the track. Right now, we're going to talk to one of the world's renowned experts on unidentified flying objects. And if you think I'm talking crackers, folks, well, just Google UFO and you'll find out how strange it is around the world, the number of sightings of UFOs. And read The UFO Experience by Dr. J. Allen Hynek, and you'll find out about the cover-up of the Condon Report and Project Blue Book. They don't want you to realize there's really strange things going on. I'm not saying aliens, just other things out there that we can't explain. Here's Michael Strainick to tell us more about what's going on. Greetings, Michael.
Good evening, John. Yeah, Allen Hynek's book is certainly... To this day, it's considered the textbook, the scholarly textbook on this subject.
That's right.
And you know, very easy to find. You use bookstores, and it's a good read. It's kind of slim this time, not because there's not a lot of reports, but there's just no details for much of what's been coming in. But briefly, things are still being seen in Texas. It's the end of August, and already Australia has set an all-time record for the number of sightings, more this year than they've had in any other year in their history. England is still going completely bonkers, which means that's been over a year and a half now. And a lot of what we got this time around are photos, but they just don't work too well on radio. But I thought I would mention a couple of books that people might find of interest, even though I think we've pretty well demonstrated that the UFO phenomenon is global. A lot of people still think it's primarily a U.S. kind of thing, but it is certainly not. And per capita, Canada traditionally gets more UFO reports than the U.S. does. And the one book I'd like to mention is Dark Objects by my friends Chris Stiles and Don Ledger. The entire book is about the now famous Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia UFO crash and probable retrieval of an object. And what makes that such a good case is it was tracked on radar. A professional photographer took a time exposure of the thing. Countless people saw the thing in the sky, and dozens saw it hit the water and submerge. And the first people on site were RCMP from two separate detachments approaching from different directions, and they saw the whole thing. Another excellent book is Timothy Good's Above Top Secret. This thing is almost 1,000 pages long, but it is almost entirely government documents on UFOs, and there is a large section devoted to Canada with some really astounding stuff that our government has been doing over the years. And the last would be a little hard to find, but the library's worth a try, and that's UFOs Over Canada by Yurko Bondarchuk, which is a compilation of some of our best and best investigated cases over the years. Just really wonderful stuff. And if you can find it, you might want to Google up UFO Joe or UFO Joe Daniels. Now, his site is up and it's down. You never know when it's going to be online. But he has the entire caseload from the National Research Council of Canada's non-meteoritic sighting file, an astounding amount of UFO material from the best sources like the RCMP, the military, airports, pilots, and things like that. Just really great stuff. So there's plenty out there dealing with UFOs specifically in Canada.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll check that out. So UFO Joe, right?
Right.
Google that. Give it a try.
Right.
And some good reading you've given us there, Michael. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, talking about the weird world of unidentified flying objects. We're not kidding, folks. You may not hear about it in the newspapers, but they're out there. And they're not necessarily little green men. You know, I mean, even Stephen Hawking admits that there could be 13 different dimensions, so they got a lot of choice of places to be coming from, right? Okay, till 2 weeks' time, Michael, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right. We continue our strange and wondrous journey across the universe of time and space. The show is Son of Night Dreams. I'm Long John Tanner. Sometimes, when I'm bumping my head in the bus...
I can't sleep at night. With your conversations driving me to fight. You keep me on the line. With your engines running, wrapping my mind tight. No, you go waste my time with your situation. Walking blind with what you got going, what you got going on. I'll take you back again. 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 Telling me something different because I've been walking down the street with you and everybody sees it. I don't want to mind, but you can't repeat it. All the things that I hide in the night is everything that I've been trying to hide.
I don't want to give it up. That's the title of that track by Hawaiian Bibles. Hawaiian Bibles, it's out there at your favorite record store. Thank you, Devin and Jordan. And you can actually go to www.myspace.com/Hawaiian Bibles. Remember, there's two I's in Hawaiian. And, there's good people in the city. Check out their latest CD. That is moving stuff. Just before that, one of my favorite all-time bands, New Order, and something called Vanishing Point here at CITR. Now, don't expect that we're going to be playing her, but did you see the story about Madonna? You know, she just turned 50. Well, she's on tour in the UK, and she just played before 40,000 fans at Cardiff Millennium Stadium with a video interlude in which images of John McCain appeared next to those of Adolf Hitler and Robert Mugabe. Well, you know, Madonna always likes to start a controversy over something, and I'm sure she's done it with that. A lot of people excited about her concert coming to town. We won't get excited, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, what can you do? 50 years old, she's still strutting her stuff out there. But we won't be playing her, I'm sorry. Okay, get your latest issue of Discorder magazine. Actually, the latest issue will be out soon. I know Jordy's down there slaving away in the office, but check Discorder. It gives you all the latest. And by the way, it reminds me here that Beck is at the Orpheum this Thursday. We played Beck a little earlier. And Discorder has interviews with artists and people and tells you all about the world of music, and it's free at your favorite record store. I'm Jolly John Tanner, and the program is called Son of Night Dreams. Just past 7 o'clock here if you're listening live. Of course, if you're on the podcast, well, it could be any time. You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Something new from the Dandy Warhols.
The Leopard of Honor speaks to a crowd of the dead, shouting out for more. Suspiciously fond of the fast ones, you must always leave them wanting, he said. So we went down to the store. I saw you at the store. Now in this regards, where do I start? Keep us free, keep us apart. I wanted to speak up, but it was not my place. Just some little shit in love with your eyes. A brute adrift in space. Pirouettes across the skies, faces where you'll find me. I was dead on my feet, asleep for days. A stranger to the sun's brutal gaze. Again, Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. These are characterized as special times. In these are special times, oh. Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. She travels in and out of you like some shade whistling Dixie. I didn't know why, I guess I was high. Sick mansions, freckled the sky. Same for Christ's sakes and have it me. I was dead on my feet, asleep for days. A stranger to the sun's brutal ways. Yeah, Mother Superior's the only one who calls. She says, baby, are you ever coming? No, but enjoy that wretched writing on the wall. Wanna speak? Will the Leopard of Honor speak? Please stand, open your mouth, put out your hand and say, I saw you standing there singing for money. Going down, da 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 da. Da dum 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 da 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 da.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, there's a guy that can just make la 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 sound like a stupendous sound, which he does anyway with any words he says, because his name is Dan Bejar, and he's Destroyer, and that was Leopard of Honor. Yeah. Check it out. Dan Bejar and Destroyer, Trouble in Dreams, his latest CD, and I'm sure looking forward to this Sunday night. Now, I'm not sure. Sunday and Monday over the holiday weekend, there's going to be members of the New Pornographers and some of Belle and Sebastian. I'm not really sure who all is playing there. I'm going down on Sunday, and I'm hoping I'm going to hear Dan Bejar, hopefully at Hollywood Bowl or at Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. Hope you got tickets for that. Just before Destroyer, we heard the Dandy Warhols. They have a new CD out, too. Yeah, and the song was called Love Song. I'm sorry I missed their show. I think they played at the Vogue a few months back, and I should have gone. That's a great place for a concert, but oh well. But you know what was a great concert? As I remind you, Radio Free Gack by Gary Kay will be coming on podcast at 7:30, and Gavin Walker's in for the Jazz Show tonight at 9 o'clock, 9 till midnight, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Yeah, it was a great concert. I know a lot of people last Thursday were out at Thunderbird Stadium for the Hawaiian guy and their flip-flops, but no, I was a bear for punishment. I was out there on Tuesday night in the rain, and the rain did come down, but it was well worth it. And for all of you that were there at Thunderbird Stadium last Tuesday, 22,000 made their own rainbows. The raindrops look like mushrooms falling from cannabis clouds. Radiohead. There you are, the psychedelic sounds of My Indole Ring, called Orange Float Petals. late 60s, 67, 68. They were kind of the house band at the Retinal Circus down in Davie off Burrard back in the late 60s, opened for the Collectors, for the Youngbloods, for the Doors. Well, I don't know if they opened for the Doors. They played with Grateful Dead. All the bands that played at Retinal Circus back in those old days. Boy, oh boy, Siegel Schwal and you name it. Mayan Doll Ring. Just before that, Radiohead, Dollars and Cents. And I'd like to say hi to the young fellow from Deep Cove, the guy from Seattle, and the young ladies behind us that made use of my large green tarp that I took to the Radiohead show. I think everybody thought it was going to be nice. I even wondered, too, when we were lined up waiting to be let in at around 5 o'clock and the sun was shining. But nope, sure as anything, the Weather Channel said 7 or 8 o'clock it would start raining, and it did. And I had my green tarpaulin on the little hillock, and we were all crowded underneath it, and it kind of saved the day, although it wasn't that bad getting wet because it was such a cosmic concert, if you know what I mean. Checking the weather, looks like we're going to have variable clouds for the next day or so and some showers back, 90% chance of showers on Wednesday, but skies are clear tonight, so get out there and see Jupiter with your binoculars. You can see the moons. It's the moons of Jupiter, that's right, the Galilean satellites. Look for the bright star low in the southeastern sky after it gets dark tonight. Sunset tonight is early. It's getting earlier all the time, about 8:08 tonight. Okay, we're going to go back in time right now to about the year 1959. You may have read in the paper just recently, Jerry Wexler, legendary music producer who coined the term rhythm and blues, died at age 91. Now, we're going to play a song that he was involved with in the Atlantic label. Back in 1969, the artistic control of Lieber and Stoller... they produced There Goes My Baby by the Drifters, and who were formerly called the Crowns. Okay, now this was unlike anything that either the Crowns or the Drifters had previously done. The beat was distinctly Latin. The violins, yes, violins in 1959 in a rock record started a trend. Not that violins were new, the Orioles had used them. And the Platters had used them too, but something was different. The sound came as a shock, apparently, to Jerry Wexler. He was appalled by it, and Lieber and Stoller told Ahmet Ertgun into releasing it. They actually talked him into it because Jerry Wexler didn't think it would be popular, but, well, you never know, do you? There Go the Drifters, 1959. There Goes My Baby. Well, we played that in memory of Jerry Wexler, 91, who passed away just over a week ago. He was the guy that coined that phrase, rhythm and blues, and was the Atlantic Records guy for, well, from 1953 to 1975, overlooking classics like Ray Charles, Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Dusty Springfield, and Bob Dylan. Did a great job, Jerry. Even though you thought that song was going to bomb, look what happened to it. All right, a classic there. One more oldie from the late 50s before we get out of here. Late 50s, around 1958, the Dell Vikings and Whispering Bells. And this is Jolly John Tanner wishing you happy trails. Time to get on out of here and make way for a little podcast with Gary Kay, Radio Free Gack. Gary couldn't make it into his six, so we're going to play one of his little podcasts. And I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks' time here. Thanks for joining us on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Are we done? We're through, are we? And I got to get out of here? Oh, okay. Do you have the president there? Say a few words?
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Just got to find the Biltmore thing here. I can't find it.
You're in a trance or something.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to mislead you. I'm very concerned about this situation.
Heaven said.
praying rhymes in their eyes. I slit the wish to slit your throat and their eyes. Throw your daggers with ease in the teeth of the sing us all to sleep.